This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, July 11th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. Well, the conflict between President Trump and the state of California took an agriculture twist this week. That's following the Trump administration's lawsuit against the state over their intrusive actions raising the price of eggs for their consumers. The Department of Justice has filed a lawsuit against the state of California, Governor Gavin Newsom, Attorney General Rob Bonta, and other state officials. It's over California's laws that impose burdensome red tape on the production of eggs and egg products nationally in Proposition 12. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins said in a statement, quote, California's gone rogue, caused real harm to consumers under its cage-free commitments. By not allowing consumer choice, Californians are forced to buy more expensive eggs. California's actions under Proposition 12 fly in the face of federal jurisdiction and regulation over food production and safety under the Egg Products Inspection Act. Rollins said it's one thing if California passes laws that affect its own state. It's another when those laws affect other states in violation of the U.S. Constitution. President Donald Trump's threat to boost import taxes by 50% on Brazilian goods could drive up the cost of breakfast in the U.S. The prices for coffee and for orange juice could be severely impacted if there's no agreement by August 1st. Brazilian beef and regional airliners are also among the products that could be affected by Trump's decision announced on Wednesday. Brazilian President Da Silva has promised to reciprocate. Well, the Agriculture Department continues to project a record high output for U.S. corn while also projecting lower demand for U.S. corn and soybeans in its 25-26 marketing year. In the latest monthly World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report released this morning, USDA said it forecasts U.S. corn at 15.71 billion bushels at a yield of 181 bushels an acre. That would be new records for U.S. corn. Previous record, 15.34 billion with an average yield of 177.3. That was in 2023. USDA is projecting soybean production at 4.34 billion bushels with a yield of 52.5 bushels an acre. Production is down roughly 5 million from last month. Yields unchanged. The acreage is smaller. All wheat production seen at 1.93 billion bushels, a yield of 52.6 bushels an acre. That's a bushel an acre better than last month. USDA also reducing its outlook for corn demand by 50 million bushels from last month. The cut came from lower projected use for animal feed, which the USDA referenced in its outlooks for livestock in the second half of 25, due in part to ongoing concern over new world screwworm problems in Mexico. Soybean exports were cut by 70 million bushels, although the USDA raised its outlook for soy crush by 50 million. Stockpile estimates for U.S. grains mostly fell from last month. Corn forecast at 1 2/3 billion bushels, soybeans at 310 million, and wheat at 890 million bushels. In the case of corn, a growing number of grain traders actually anticipate crop yields will be bigger than the 181 bushels an acre. Traders see growing weather as being optimal for crops and expected to remain so into the month of August. Arlen Suderman with Stone X said the market quickly reverted back to trading in anticipation that we'll see a bump in corn and soybean crop size in August if the weather remains favorable across the U.S. growing area. For more Washington news on these stories and more, as well as AgriPulse newsmakers and open mic, go to AgriPulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Don't let farm labor costs eat away at food affordability. Freeze the skyrocketing adverse effect wage rate. Learn more at fb.org/labor. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.